From the Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I'm not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I've chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen. Amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. At the Easter Vigil, we carried the Paschal candle in triumphant procession, symbol of the risen Saviour, light of the world, the torch thanks to which all our seeing owes its accuracy, its very existence. And then what did we do? Once we heard sung the canticle of praise, Exultet, we sat down and listened to some readings from the Hebrew Scriptures. What was different was that we were looking at the Old Testament texts now with hindsight, listening in the light of having received the risen Christ, his teaching, and his claim of fulfilling what had been promised. We're at it again today. Jesus washed his disciples' feet during the Last Supper, shortly before his arrest, trial, and execution. So when we read it now, we do so with hindsight. We now know that this rabbi who performed such a loving gesture is none other than the Messiah, the Son of God. The memory of this episode was for a time considered so rich that washing others' feet was considered to be one of the sacraments of the church. And it matters to us here today. What I mean is that is what Jesus himself says in today's gospel. Whoever receives the one I send receives me. Take the member of our family or perhaps acquaintance who needs support, needs a hand perhaps that lifts one after disappointment, an embrace even that restores one's self-esteem. When we do this to someone who has perhaps very little hope of going on any longer, then it is as if we're taking Jesus himself by the hand, restoring strength to weak knees and a depressed mind, restoring the self-belief of the Saviour who on a number of occasions in the Gospel doubted if his message could ever get through to some tough listeners. We're all called, our faith assures us, to a share in the resurrection of Christ. Meantime, while we're on our way, life will involve dark moments, disillusion, perhaps the infidelity of a partner, betrayal by one we trust. Life can be tough. But if the Word of God became flesh, those who listen to that Word can do no less. We must also stoop low, wash one another's feet, or perhaps do what is most needed by way of service and support. What we heard about Christ, the faith we've been blessed with, is no private treasure to be stored up in a safe bank, if indeed there is such a place. No, it is a treasure to be shared and enjoyed in the company of those who are like us on the pilgrim path. When we lovingly serve one another, we're doing so in memory of him, the servant of all.